You're listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. Each week, we present a pub quiz style program with four rounds of varying themes consisting of eight questions each, in addition to a music round and bonus anagram. If you'd like, we have a PDF scoring sheet available on our website, triviatimepodcast.com, which you can use to answer along. Each correct answer will be worth 1 point unless specified otherwise. Similar to a pub quiz experience, we serve up a fun mix of trivia as well as friendly banter. Get together with your trivia team or play solo, at home, or on the go, because it's trivia time. Welcome to episode 183 of Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. I'm your host, Kelly Sharon, and I'm joined by our quizmaster, Ricky Lime.
Oh, hey, Kelly. Fancy meeting you here.
Oh, hi.
How's it going, bud?
Oh, not so bad. How are you?
You know what? I'm hanging in there. It's been a wild week, but, you know, sometimes they are.
They just keep rolling, eh?
You can't stop them. But we have a really fun lineup for today. And before we get going, just a couple shout outs. A big happy birthday to Paige. Paige's partner, Ken, became a patron and let me know that Paige was celebrating a birthday. So happy birthday, Paige.
Woo, happy birthday.
Yeah. We will have a custom round coming your way very soon. We hope you have a fun one. And then in other news, I think I mentioned last week that I'll be taking a little break from our weekly live quizzes in Long Beach after the end of March. So I think that when this comes out, there's only one left. So 3/29 will be my last live quiz in the foreseeable future. I'm planning on returning to the mic maybe this summer or something. But if you are in the general area and wanted to catch that magic, 3/29, that's the date. Make reservations. Beach Garden Social House.
Don't miss it. All right, it's time to get to our bonus anagram of the week. This will be due at the end of our program after we reveal the answers to round 5, so you have plenty of time to work on it. Our bonus anagram this week is melts a groin. MELTSAGROIN. And the question that goes with this anagram is, what is the only venomous lizard native to the United States? Moving on to round 1.
Danger, high voltage. Round number 1 is called Get Electric and is an electricity-themed general knowledge round.
Question number 1. Eddie Grant's 1983 hit, Electric Avenue, referenced a street in the Brixton district of what major European city? Question number 2. The 2008 Disney animated film Bolt centered on what type of animal, voiced by John Travolta? Question number 3. What 1977 Fleetwood Mac hit features the lyrics, "Thunder only happens when it's raining"? Question number 4. Founding father, an electric energy pioneer and polymath, Benjamin Franklin was the first to hold what government position? Question number 5. What company accounted for 65% of electric vehicle sales in the U.S. in 2022, the most of any automaker by a far margin? Question number 6. The lightning bolt-shaped scar on the forehead of the character Harry Potter was a failed murder attempt by whom? Question number 7. Executed by the electric chair at a Florida state prison in 1989 after claiming the majority of his victims in the Pacific Northwest, what prolific serial killer was nicknamed the Campus Killer? Question number 8. The Zap Astro Megazord is a character from what superhero franchise that is based on Super Sentai? We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. Here are the answers for round one, Get Electric. Question number one. The 1983 hit Electric Avenue referenced a street in the Brixton district of London.
It's a catchy one. I don't know if I would have got Eddie Grant right before writing this question. It's one of those that everybody knows every single word to that song. And then you're like, wait, who sings that? You know.
Totally. Yeah, I don't think I would have known either.
Yeah, so like pop quiz, who sings Funky Town?
No idea.
Lips, Inc.
Question number two. The 2008 Disney animated film, Bolt, centered on a dog.
You know, I did not love this one, but I also, in general, as a rule, I don't really like Hollywood movies on Hollywood. It always just comes out really gratuitous to me.
I agree. It always feels a little Oscar baity. Yeah, I suppose they are writing what they know or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
Question number three. The Fleetwood Mac hit featuring the lyrics, "Thunder only happens when it's raining," is Dreams.
But does it really?
No, sometimes it's not raining.
Uh-huh. This is maybe the only time where I'm just gonna put Stevie Nicks in her place because, you know, she's a goddess.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm not so sure this is true, but it is a damn good song. But nobody's hiring Stevie as like a meteorologist.
No, but great lyricist, so I'd watch that channel in a heartbeat.
Chances of black cats and witches, 82%. Thunder only happens when it's raining. Winds like scarves.
Question number four. Benjamin Franklin was the first to hold the government position, Postmaster General. Question number five. The company that accounted for 65% of electric vehicle sales in the U.S. in 2022 is Tesla.
Not for long, though. I mean, Ford has a Mach-E model, but the wait is like over a year, which is surprising to me because if anybody knows mass production, it should be Ford. You know what I mean?
Right? Totally.
So I give it a year or two before a major U.S. automaker is just blowing Tesla out of the waters. You know what I mean?
Move over.
Step aside, Elon. You douche.
I'd be happy to see him have less market share.
Yeah, and then he could spend more time with his 10 children, am I right?
And less time on the internet. Thank you. Question number six. The lightning bolt-shaped scar on Harry Potter's forehead was given to him from Voldemort.
Or he who shall not be named.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, you just cursed yourself.
Oh, dang.
Don't be surprised if you wake up with your own scar.
Shoot. Let you know.
Hopefully not on your forehead. Yeah.
Question number seven. The campus killer serial killer that was executed by the electric chair at a Florida state prison in 1989 was Ted Bundy.
Not a friend of the show.
Yeah, easily. Question number eight. The Zap Astro Megazord is a character from Power Rangers. Moving on to round two.
So round number two is our first of several patron dedicated rounds. This one is a fun one. It is called Ladies from the 80s. Tease your hair and gag on a spoon with this music round called Ladies from the 80s that includes just a few of the bitchin' babes who topped the charts in the 1980s. You will get a half point for song title and a half point for recording artist.
One. I'm gonna be your number one. I'm not the kind of girl who ends up just like that. Oh no.
3. Four. Boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than that. Five. Six. I can learn to like this. Listen up. I'm not a fool. I just want some respect. So close the door if you want me to respond. Cause privacy is my middle name. My last name is control. Seven. Quiet now. Still of night. H.
Here are the answers for round two, ladies from the 80s. Song number one was Hit Me With Your Best Shot by Pat Benatar. Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot? Song number two was The Tide Is High by Blondie. Tide is high, but I'm moving on. Song number three was Manic Monday by The Bengals. Song number four was What's Love Got to Do With It by Tina Turner. What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when... Song number five was Venus by Bananarama. I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, your desire. Song number six was Nasty by Janet Jackson. Song number seven was Automatic by The Go-Go's. It's all automatic, no thought. And song number eight was Alone by Heart. How do I get to alone?
You know, Kelly, not a rotten apple in the bunch. These ladies have it on lock.
It's good, good, good. All good.
Mm-hmm. Pop quiz Kelly. What other pop artist was actually behind the hit Manic Monday? That Bengals version is a cover.
Oh, that's right. I do know this.
Prove it.
Isn't it written by Prince? But I don't know who.
Yes, you did it. You did it. Yay. It's Prince. Yeah. Not a stinker in the bunch, though. This round is solid as hell. Automatic is one of my favorite Go-Go songs. And who's that eating that nasty food? Nasty boys.
So good. So good. Moving on to round three.
Round number three goes out to our patron Alana, who requested a round on moths and butterflies. And she even has a few moth tattoos. Very cool stuff. This one is called Flap Back.
Thank you, Alana. Question number one. What type of moth with a 24-centimeter wingspan shares its name with a titan condemned to hold up the heavens for eternity? Question number two. Serial killer character Buffalo Bill left a death's hand hawk moth in the throat of his victims in what 1990 thriller film? Question number 3. What kinds of butterflies have the most evolved migration patterns spanning up to 2,500 miles from the U.S. and Canada to Mexico? Question number 4. What recording artist's 6th studio album was called Butterfly and included the singles Honey and Breakdown? Question number 5. Inspired by silkworms and silk moths, what Godzilla film series character is a fictional monster described as colossal sentient larva? Question number 6. Butterflies undergo a complete metamorphosis cycle. List 2 of the 4 life cycle stages for a point. Question number 7. What is the term for the fear or phobia of butterflies and moths? Hint, it anagrams to hip meat boot. HIPMEATBOOT. Question number 8. Moth, spelled mote in some editions, is a fairy character who accompanies Queen Titania in what 1595 Shakespeare play?
We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round 3, flap back. Question number 1. The type of large moth that shares its name with a titan is Atlas.
They're really big.
That's creepy.
It's like the size of your hand.
I don't like it, honestly.
You know, when I just see pictures, they're gorgeous.
Sure.
And I like their furry little bods. I'm not mad at it. But if it just, you know, flapped my way, I would totally freak out, probably.
Freak out. Full scale freak out.
Yeah. So questionable friend of the show, TBD.
From a distance.
From a distance.
Question number 2. Buffalo Bill left a moth in the throat of his victims in The Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, he did. Even the sound that was made when they removed the moth body from the throat, I will never forget. Amazing. I mean, that movie is such a classic, but eek.
Yeah, creepy.
Real creepy.
Question number 3. The butterflies with migration patterns spanning up to 2,500 miles are Eastern Monarch or Monarch Butterflies. Question number 4. The artist who released a hit album called Butterfly is Mariah Carey.
It's a pretty good one.
It is. Not mad.
I'm not mad at it.
No, this is peaking for her, for me.
For sure. And for her.
Yeah. Question number 5. The Godzilla character described as a colossal sentient larva is Mothra. Question number 6. You needed to list 2 of the 4 life cycle stages of butterflies for a point, and they are egg, larva, pupa, imago, or adult.
When you were young, did you have some like classroom project where you saw a chrysalis hatch?
Or... Yep. Doesn't everybody?
It's the best though.
Yeah, this is like a universal thing, I feel.
Yeah, it's super cool.
It's a cool thing. Question number 6. The term for the fear of butterflies and moths that anagrams to hip meat boot is motophobia.
When I read the hip meat boot. I only think of that Lady Gaga dress.
Oh, totally.
It was made of meat, but then she had those meat boots that was just like skirt steak wrapped in string.
They're kind of hip.
Seemed really heavy.
True. Question number 8. Moth is a fairy character in the 1595 Shakespeare play, A Midsummer Night's Dream.
It's a wacky one.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Full of whimsy.
Moving on to round 4.
Round number 4 goes out to patron Chuck. Chuck is a teacher who requested a round all about fictional teachers in TV and film. So here it is. Sharpen your pencils and pay close attention to this round, titled Class Acts.
Thank you, Chuck. Question number 1. What U.S. city is the setting for the Emmy Award-winning TV show Abbott Elementary? Question number 2. What stand-up comedian and King of Queens actor plays the childlike principal in the NBC sitcom AP Bio? Question number 3. Apple TV's Mr. Corman was written, directed by, and starring what 500 Days of Summer and Don John actor? Question number 4. When Zooey Deschanel wasn't playing a quirky teacher on New Girl, she may have been releasing albums as a part of what band with M. Ward? Question number 5. Based on an Israeli film of the same name, what 2018 indie film starred Maggie Gyllenhaal as a kindergarten teacher from Staten Island? Question number 6. Voiced by Marcia Wallace, what was the name of Bart's fourth grade teacher in the animated sitcom The Simpsons? Question number 7. Rife with stereotypes, the critically panned 1995 high school drama film Dangerous Minds released a popular soundtrack with the lead single Gangsta's Paradise from what recording artist? Question number 8. What character of the main cast of Friends worked as a teacher?
We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round 4, Class Acts. Question number 1. Abbott Elementary is set in Philadelphia.
This show is cleaning up at the award shows.
I have to admit I haven't watched it yet. It's been on my list, but I'm admittedly not a sitcom person, so...
But you're a teacher person.
Yeah. Question number 2. The comedic actor who plays the childlike principal in the NBC sitcom AP Bio is... Patton Oswalt. Question number 3. The actor behind Mr. Corman is... Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
He's the type of guy that permanently looks like a little boy, you know?
Totally. He's cute.
Super cute, like Matthew Broderick. You're like, how old are you?
Yeah.
Are you 50, little guy?
Go get him, Tiger.
Yeah, totally. I'm sure they would love to hear that.
Exactly. I'm sure they haven't before. Question number 4. Alongside M. Ward, Zooey Deschanel fronts the band She and Him.
You know, I enjoy this music project. They do a really great cover of You Really Got a Hold on Me.
You really got a hold on me.
Really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold on me.
Really got a hold.
I like it.
I like their Christmas album a lot. Super cute. Question number 5. The 2018 indie film starring Maggie Gyllenhaal as a kindergarten teacher is The Kindergarten Teacher.
Don't overthink it, y'all. That's just what it's called.
On the nose.
Mm-hmm. I was like, am I giving it away in the clue? And I was like, you know what? They won't expect me to give it away in the clue. A little reverse psychology. Yeah.
Question number 6. The name of Bart's fourth grade teacher in The Simpsons is Edna Krabappel.
So I believe she had an affair with the principal. Sorry if that's a spoiler and or wrong. But also, I believe that the actress who voiced Miss Krabappel won an Emmy for her work, too. It was definitely a standout character.
Question number 7. On the high school drama film soundtrack from Dangerous Minds, the hit Gangsta's Paradise was recorded by Coolio.
Dangerous Minds was definitely like a white savior sort of turd of a movie. I do love Michelle Pfeiffer,
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The stereotypes were real. So you take this whatever movie that made, I don't know, an ungodly amount of money, like $176 million at the box office or something, and then had this successful song. And then what comes out of all of that is Amish Paradise by Weird Al. What are we doing here?
Oh my goodness. I churn butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. Question number 8. The Friends character who worked as a teacher is Ross. Moving on to round 5.
So as always, round number 5 is our connection round. It is a series of 7 seemingly unrelated questions and answers that are somehow connected. So the answer to number 8 will be the connection.
Question number 1. What is the most common term for a poker hand that consists of 3 cards of one rank and 2 cards of another rank? Question number 2. What 1998 stoner comedy written by and starring comedic actor Dave Chappelle featured the tagline, "The feel-good movie of the year"? Question number 3. What popular trademarked McDonald's hamburger actually weighs in at 4.25 ounces before cooking? Question number 4. Top of the Rock and Highline are 2 attractions in what major U.S. city? Question number 5. What 1998 Eiffel 65 hit song was sampled in a 2022 chart-topping Grammy-nominated hit released by artist David Guetta and Bebe Rexha? Question number 6. What was the legal name of Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott's son for nearly a year before they changed it to Air? Question number 7. Featuring guests Crosby, Stills & Nash, Linda Ronstadt, and James Taylor, what 1972 Neil Young album included the hits Old Man and Heart of Gold?
It's connection time, and question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. And just as a reminder, the bonus anagram will be due at the end of this round. Here are the answers for round 5, our connection round. Question number 1. The poker hand that consists of 3 cards of one rank and 2 cards of another rank is a full house.
So this is when people probably were like, yes, I already know the connection. It's TV shows, right? And then they were wrong. Sorry, y'all.
Question number 2. The 1998 stoner comedy written by and starring Dave Chappelle is Half-Baked. Question number 3. The McDonald's hamburger that weighs in at 4.25 ounces before cooking is the quarter pounder.
So I'm not sure what the reasoning is here, but I have a feeling that it's rooted in some Karen that was like, I weighed the patty.
Yeah, exactly. False advertising. Yep. We're going above and beyond, lady.
Some of the grease burns off. Cool your jets.
Question number 4. Top of the Rock and High Line are two attractions in New York City. Question number 5. The 1998 Eiffel 65 hit song sampled on a 2022 David Guetta and Bebe Rexha hit is Blue Dabba Dee. Don't you know I'm good? Yeah, I'm feeling alright. Cause I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling alright. I like this one.
Oh, I do too. It is a total throwback club hit. I really like Bebe Rexha's voice in general.
For sure.
A fun reuse of a one-hit wonder.
Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, bring it back.
Get it.
Question number 6. The legal name of Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott's son before they changed it to Air was Wolf.
So when Air grows up, he'll probably be like, okay, my name could have been Wolf. Like, that's a badass name. And then he'll be reminded, oh, but what do you get when you have two extremely vapid parents? You get named Air. I was Team Wolf, though. Sorry.
Yeah, I like Wolf. It's cute. Question number 7.
Whoa, Kelly. What was that?
Sorry, it was the sizzle of the extra quarter ounce of my quarter pounder.
Nobody believes you because you are vegetarian.
Well, then that must mean it's a triple tater.
Taters are definitely and always on the menu with both of us. So let's go with that. If you correctly answer this question, you will receive 3 points instead of one.
The 1972 Neil Young hit album was Harvest.
It is such a classic.
I concur. Question number 8. The answer to question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. And we had answers like
Full House,
Half Baked,
Quarter Pounder,
New York City,
Blue Dabba Dee,
Wolf,
and Harvest.
And all of those answers include a type of moon.
I'm mooning you all right now. You just can't see. I'm not.
I doubt it.
I'm a modest guy.
Returning to our bonus anagram of the week, our bonus anagram this week is melts a groin.
Yeah, it does. Down to the quick, girl.
Ooh. And the question that goes with this anagram was, what is the only venomous lizard native to the United States? And the answer is
Elon Musk. Oh, wait, sorry.
And the answer is Gila Monster. Melts a groin, scrambles up to be Gila Monster.
Just a little side note, I took my kids to this animal care sanctuary facility and there was a Gila monster and we were informed and we experienced the fact that they have the smelliest dung of any known animal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's intense. They've got it on blast. It is wild. It will bring you to your knees.
Huh, I had no idea.
So first of all, venomous. And then second, they're like, we also have this in our tank. Bam.
Dang. Well, on that note.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for spending your time with us. We hope that everybody has a great week. And we will talk to you all next week. Until then, later, taters.
Bye, y'all. Thanks for listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. We hope you enjoyed playing along. If you did, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes to help boost our show ratings and get the word out. We might even give you a shout out on a future episode. Tune in every week for new episodes. We'd love to hear from you if you have any feedback. Our email is triviatimepodcast@gmail.com and our website is triviatimepodcast.com. On our website, you can find a printable PDF scoring sheet, which you can use to play along with every episode. We also have links to past episodes, monthly bonus visual rounds, exciting announcements, and more. Follow us on social media for weekly answer reveals, round reveals, and exciting announcements.
This week's background and answer break music was Stargazer by Frost Click.
This has been a Pick and Shovel production recorded in Long Beach, California and Lawrence, Kansas. Special thanks to our friends, families, and all of our trivia buddies. This episode has been hosted and written by Kelly Sharon and Ricky Lime, edited by Ricky Lime, and features an intro song by Ricky Lime.
Until next time, later taters.